All rise.
Please sit down, everyone.
United States Court of International Trade is now in session. The Honorable Richard K. Eaton presiding before Court Number 26-01259, Atmos Filtration, Inc. versus the United States. Will the attorneys please state their name for the record, starting with the plaintiff?
Brett Crow on behalf of Atmos Filtration, Inc.
Welcome, Mr. Crow.
Claudia Burke on behalf of the government.
Justin Miller on behalf of the government as well.
Welcome to both of you. We're here today to hear a motion for a temporary restraining order with respect to the liquidation of interest. The order that plaintiff seeks would direct liquidation of its entries without regard to IEPA duties. As I'm sure everyone is aware, the Supreme Court has found that the duties imposed by IEPA were unlawful. The mandate in the Voss case, as we call it in this court, has been transmitted from the Federal Circuit. The President has issued an executive order stating that the collection of IEPA duties is no longer in effect, and as soon as practicable, shall no longer be collected. And that to effectuate the termination of the actions described in Section 1 of the order, the head of each executive department and agency is authorized to and shall take appropriate steps to end the additional ad valorem duties imposed under IEPA. In other words, the President is telling the Customs Service not to collect any more IEPA duties. So, the Customs Service, pursuant to this executive order, knows what to do with respect to entries made after February 20th. But it gives no direction about how to handle the entries that were made after the imposition of the IEPA duties and before the Supreme Court made its decision. These entries fall into two general broad categories: those that have been liquidated and those that remain unliquidated. I believe that the majority, maybe even a large majority, remain unliquidated. But we may find out something about that today. With respect to the unliquidated entries, it seems to me that the path to making refunds is clear. The Customs Service will do what it knows how to do: liquidate the entries without the IEPA duties and issue refunds, just as it has done in thousands and thousands of cases and with respect to millions of dollars in the past. Customs knows how to do this, and the processes are in place to perform the liquidation of the entries and to issue the refunds. With respect to liquidated entries, some of those can be reliquidated during the 90-day period, as we'll discuss today. And there may be some action that is taken by the court with respect to the other liquidated entries. In any event, the law is clear that the IEPA duties were unlawfully imposed and were therefore void from the moment of their imposition. It is equally clear that there is nothing particularly novel about the provision of refunds. The Customs already has in place the policies and procedures necessary to determine the refund that is owed and to make the refund. I believe that there will be no chaos associated with the provision of these refunds, and that it will not result in a mess. So, Mr. Crow, this is your motion. If you would come up to the lectern and introduce yourself.
Thank you, Your Honor. I would like to note that the motion itself was withdrawn late yesterday.
Right now am denying your application to withdraw your motion. So your motion is live and before the court.
All right. Well, what we're here today about is a serious lack of uncertainty that importers face. What we sought was actually a suspension of liquidation given some of the uncertainty around whether we would be ultimately able to recover for liquidated entries, even though these orders have been unlawful. And we sought to achieve that a stipulation with the government, which they offered, but it does still leave a large number of uncertainties around other processes that you intimated in your opening.
Okay, so let's start at the beginning. Your clients are importers of record.
That's correct.
And they imported entries. And when these entries were imported, did your clients fill out any forms?
Yes, they filled out entry summaries.
And when they were completing these entry summaries, did your clients identify clearly the amount of estimated IEEPA duties that these entries would be subject to?
Yes, Your Honor. They're clearly identified by HTSUS number, depending on which particular executive order they respond to.
Okay. And was there a line on the forms that addressed the amount of estimated duties that your clients were going to deposit with respect to IEEPA duties?
Yes, Your Honor.
So the IEEPA duties were on the form, were clearly identified separately.
Yes.
So the Customs Service knows right now the amount of customs duties that were deposited by your clients in the exact amount that you deposited with respect to the IEEPA duties?
Well, I can't speak for exactly what they know, but the information is readily available to us, and if they know how to use Excel, they can actually.
But it's already on the form.
That's correct, yes.
The form has a number.
There are records of how much IEEPA duties were paid in any given entry and for any given importer.
So your clients calculated the total amount of duties, which included ordinary duties and the IEEPA duties.
Yes.
And then they secured a bond.
Correct.
And the purpose of the bond is what?
To protect the government's interest in case there is a change at liquidation and more money is owed.
Okay. But you also made a cash deposit, your clients made a cash deposit with respect to these entries.
Yes, they generally pay the entries on entry.
And the cash deposit included an amount for IEEPA duties.
Yes.
And as I say, this amount was clearly identified on a form.
Yes, Your Honor.
So what the Customs Service knows at this moment is the amount of customs duties that you, the amount of the deposit that you made, the cash deposit that you made that represented IEEPA duties.
It seems so, Your Honor.
Okay. Uh, So you believe that some of your entries, your client's entries, remain unliquidated?
That's correct.
And so you would expect that in the normal course of events, now that we know what the law is, that these entries would be liquidated without regard to the IEPA duties, and that your clients would receive a refund.
If you mean to say that they would go through the liquidation process and IEPA duties would not be applied at that time, then yes, that is my understanding. That would be a reasonable approach, given that the Supreme Court has ruled on the validity or invalidity.
And that they, the law provides a 90-day period after liquidation, by the end of which these refunds should be made.
It's a 90-day period for us to protest if we believe.
Well, we'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
But I think you'll find that the law provides that once liquidation has taken place, that the Customs Service is instructed to make any necessary refunds. In other words, that the law provides you should get your money back within 90 days of liquidation.
Yes, Your Honor.
And it appears that the Customs Service at this moment has all, at least with respect to your entries, has all of the information it needs to liquidate your entries without regard to IEPA duties.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. Is it your understanding that with respect to these, the return of these duties, the refunds, that interest is accruing on that amount with respect to every unliquidated entry?
Yes, Your Honor. And the government's submission today seems to intimate as much.
Seems
as well
to acknowledge that,
yes,
you're going to get interest on these.
That's correct.
Okay. Okay. Now, is there anything else that you'd like to tell me?
There are issues of uncertainty that are slightly beyond this liquidation question about whether importers should be pursuing post-summary corrections or protests at this time, or whether the lawsuits. But if you'd prefer to keep it more narrow, then we can do that.
All right. Well, maybe let's talk about liquidated entry. Well, first of all, is it your experience that liquidation typically occurs between 300 and 365 days after the entry has been made?
Yes, unless an extension is sought.
And that the imposition of these duties began sometime around February 1st of 2025.
That's about right.
Okay, so it's a little more than a year ago. So with respect to a large number, you would think, of these entries, 300 days would not have gone by.
That's correct. Maybe the vast majority.
Maybe the vast majority. And that even with respect to liquidated entries, it's probably the case, so you don't know, that the what might be called the 90-day voluntary reliquidation period will not have gone by. Let me put it another way, that the liquidation would not have become final yet. That there's a 90-day period after the liquidation where it does not become final. And so there might be another 90 days with respect to some of the liquidated entries during which they have not become final.
That's correct.
Okay. So it's possible that the Customs Service today could give us some assurances with respect to even some of the liquidated entries.
Any assurances from the government would be more than welcome, I believe, from my client and the rest of the trade bar.
Okay. So is there anything else you'd like to say?
I'm sorry?
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, Your Honor. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Okay.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. Claudia Burke.
And you represent?
I represent the defendants, United States, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, and Rodney Scott in his official capacity as commissioner.
Okay. Hold on for just a second. The questions. The answers to the question. Before we start, I sent you some questions.
Yes.
Which I am very grateful to you and to Mr. Lord for having answered, and I hope that you will tell him so.
I will. Thank you.
So the questions that I sent you had to do with, first of all, the number of entries, because it seems to me that even though there are large amounts of money involved here, that it's the number of entries itself that could present the problem, because the Customs Service knows how to liquidate entries, and it knows how to liquidate the entries without regard to IEPA duties. It's also my view that with respect to each duty, each entry, it knows the amount to be refunded. The law is clear. The duties were unlawful from the moment that they were imposed. And that means that every single cent of IEPA duties that were imposed must be returned to the importer. So the first question I asked you was about the number of entries. And what I was hoping to find out was whether or not the number of entries was materially larger during the period that the IEPA duties were being imposed than in the immediate preceding period. So what does Mr. Lord tell us?
Mr. Lord says that the number of entries filed since IEPA duties were first imposed is greater than the number of entries filed during the 12 months preceding the imposition of IEPA duties. And specifically, the numbers are between February 24 to February 25, a total of 39,134,522 entries were filed. And from February 25 to 26, a total of 71,647,732 entries were filed.
Okay. So that might provide present a difficulty. The larger number for the good people in Indianapolis who liquidate these entries, but it may not, because, as I say, the Customs Service knows how to do this, and they do it every day. They liquidate entries and make refunds. So as we proceed with this case, we're going to find out if it presents a difficulty. Let's see, it's not the amount, it seems to me that it's not the amount of money. Now, you may say, tell me otherwise, but it's the number of entries that could pose the problem. Would you say that's true?
That sounds right to me. And I would point the court to the answer, to Mr. Lord's answer to question number 5, where he says there are several factors which inform the answer to the question, and the question is it Customs' position that importers of record will be sent a refund? So he says there are several factors which inform the answer to the question, including but not limited to entry type. In accordance with applicable law, any validated refund of IEPA duties would include interest. Regardless of any of entry type and liquidation cycle, CBP still requires a review period to ensure no violation of other customs laws and no duties, taxes, or fees are owed. And then, for example, he says anti-dumping, 301, 232, et cetera, which means for every entry that comes in, there are not just IEPA duties. There are a lot of other duties and tariffs that potentially could be paid. And as CBP explained in its declaration in the AGS case, doing anything to affect those entries requires manual and a manual process where someone has to go into the entry for each different one. And
Forgive me.
Yeah.
So are you saying with respect to entries for which a cash deposit has been made with respect to IEPA duties, that it's manual? Is that what you're saying? Please explain this to me again. I'm sorry, I didn't quite understand.
To pull out the IEPA duties,
yes,
requires a review.
Yes.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm wrong, but you wouldn't think, and I don't want to minimize the difficulty of all this or the amount of work that's going to be involved, but it would seem to me that the manual identification wouldn't be very much more than looking at the line of the entry form that says we are depositing $5 as IEPA duties, and then seeing if there's an amount equal, if an amount equal to $5 was in fact deposited. Maybe I'm wrong. Tell me.
Well, I can't speak to what the actual person is doing when they do that review, but I will say that that Customs has said there are 71 million. I'm sorry, I hope I didn't say thousand before. 71,647,732 entries that have entered in the last year.
And Customs has either liquidated these or intends to liquidate them. And isn't that the case?
I mean, they're all going to have to be liquidated at some point. Yes,
right. Just in the ordinary course of business.
Yeah. Well, but the problem is that it's been 12 days since the decision. All of the cases have been stayed pursuant to the panel's order in AGS. Voss has not been acted upon in this court. It was the mandate just lifted the other day.
Out, so we know.
Right.
We know what the law is. And I believe you me, I'm not criticizing you or the Customs Service for not having started the train down the track. My purpose today is to find out whether you're going to start the process, or frankly, whether or not I should issue an order directing you to start the process. So that is the purpose for which we are here today, to find out where things stand. So to find out if you're still liquidating entries with the IEPA duty. So answer me that question, if you will.
Sure. So that's your second question. Is Customs and Border Protection currently liquidating entries with duties imposed pursuant to IEPA? And Mr. Lord's response is yes. For those entries where IEPA duties were declared at entry, CBP is liquidating those entries with duties imposed pursuant to IEPA.
Okay. And maybe you can tell me why.
So that goes back to what I was saying earlier. The Supreme Court issued its decision 12 days ago. All of these cases until today at around noon, we believed were stayed, and we would have an opportunity to gather all of the decision makers' opinions on what should be done and present the government's position in an orderly fashion in AGS and VOS. We do have briefs due in those cases, or some kinds of filings due in those cases, in about 2 weeks, and we were under the impression that we would have until that time to develop our position. And certainly, as you said, I don't know if you said it, but it's a huge operation for Customs to decide whether and how to liquidate these entries, and at what point.
Well, I'm not 100% sure that this is going to be Customs' decision. The law is clear. I believe that you have to, particularly with respect to the unliquidated entries, you have to start doing it now, and you have to start doing it now using your regular procedures. Maybe you can tell me why that's a bad idea. Why would that be a bad idea?
Well, again, Your Honor, the government has not articulated its position on refunds yet. We said multiple times, I'm going to talk about the IEPA cases in sort of two groups. There were the original group, VOS, and Learning Resources, and all the ones that were filed last spring. And then starting in November, we got a whole flood more. And now there are over 2,000.
Yes.
And in all of those cases, we stipulated in a few of them, and then the court imposed the stipulation across all of the state cases, and the stipulation was crystal clear that we would not challenge the court's authority to issue an order requiring reliquidation, and we would pay refunds once there was a final and unappealable order from the court ordering us to pay refunds.
Okay, so VOS has come down. Mandate is here.
Yes. We have a brief due in VOS on the 17th of March, in which we will respond to the plaintiff's arguments requesting a permanent injunction.
Okay. So I'm afraid I'm going to steal the march from VOS. And this case is going to be the case where we determine how Customs should proceed with respect to the refunds. Chief Judge, forgive me, the Chief Judge has indicated to me that he's going to assign all 2,000 cases to me, either in bulk or as needed. And that will include the issues with respect to refunds and VAS. So this is the forum where we're going to decide these things. There have been some indications in the press that this should be a chaotic, must be a chaotic and messy process. I don't anticipate that at all. The Customs Service is going to act with goodwill to comply with the decision of the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has told us what the law is. The Supreme Court has told us that the collection of these duties was unlawful from the first moment that they were imposed. The Supreme Court has told us that all of this money was collected unlawfully and that all of it must go back to the importers. Now, there may be special situations. There may be bumps in the road. But I anticipate that using the Customs Service's normal processes, that all this will take place pretty smoothly. So that is our situation, then that's your situation.
If Your Honor meant that the merits question of the plaintiff's complaint is going to be decided today, I would point out that the reason why we're here is a motion to suspend liquidation, which we've already agreed to. We haven't been asked to brief the questions that Your Honor is raising, and we're prepared to brief them. We're working on it in the Voss case. But if the inclination is to rule on the merits today, I would ask for some more time for the government to assemble its papers.
I think that there is a pretty good chance that I'm going to issue there aren't any merits. The duties were unlawful from the first moment they were imposed. They're void. The imposition, it's as though it never happened. There are no merits. So my guess is that today I'm going to issue an order directing, I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. So no, you're still collecting you're not collecting the duties anymore because of the executive order. But you're still liquidating entries with the duties. And as a mechanical reason, is it because no one has sent a direction to the ports to stop, to Indianapolis to tell them to stop liquidating with the duties? What, as a matter of procedure, would be required within the Customs Service to stop the liquidation of these entries with the duties?
So that's your fourth question, and CBP says, so the question is, have instructions been issued to customs officers instructing them to liquidate unliquidated entries without IEPA duties? And the answer is no. CBP has not issued instructions directing our employees to liquidate entries without IEPA duties.
I don't mean to berate you, but could you tell me why?
Well, it goes back to the same answer. The government is waiting until we've finalized our position on refunds. And again, we made clear in all of these 2,000 cases that we would do this.
Forgive me. Your position is clear. The Supreme Court told you what your position is. Your position is we're going to refund this money. Can it be anything else?
Well, CBP and other agencies are working on developing the programmatic ability to respond to the Supreme Court's decision, and they'll make an announcement as soon as they are able. I know that there's a lot of, obviously there's a huge amount of interest in it, but it's also a huge undertaking.
The undertaking doesn't have so much to do with the money. It has to do with the number of entries. So I think the only choice is for you to liquidate the unliquidated entries without the duties.
I think I need to step back for a second. I'm getting the sense that the inference that you're making is that customs would be liquidating without duties every single entry for which IEPA duties were paid.
Yes.
That is not, I can say right now, it is not our position that every single entry, that every single importer will get a refund. Our position is that you have to file a claim in this court, which is why over 2,000 companies have filed claims.
We're going to get to that in a moment. Let's get to it right now. With respect to the liquidated entries in particular, and with respect to those importers who have not filed suit, we're going to conference this case on Friday.
I'm sorry, did you say liquidated or unliquidated?
The liquidated. Liquidated and people who have not filed suit. We're going to conference this case on Friday. And here's at least part of my goal. We have 2,000 cases. If I'm assigned those 2,000 cases, and if I lift the stay, you are going to have to answer 2,000 cases within 60 days. And I am going to have to hear 2,000 cases. We don't want that to be the result. We also don't want to require people who have a claim to file suit. We want to work out a method by which those importers can make a claim for duties that were unlawfully applied.
So to be clear, I was also talking about liquidated entries. For entries that are liquidated, you absolutely have to come to the court.
Well, it may be. We'll work this out on Friday.
When you say conference, what does that mean?
We're going to conference this case. You can appear by video. The lawyers for the Customs Service are going to be here. We're going to talk about the liquidated entries, and then we're also going to talk about the people who have made, who have money owing them, and who have not filed suit. So this is, I know that you want to have time to have meetings and to do this, come up with a process. Most of the process already exists. The process with respect to the people who have claims that they haven't filed suit doesn't exist. We don't want them to file suit because you don't want to answer a lot of summonses and complaints. And I don't want to hear a lot of cases. So I don't believe that any of this has to be chaotic with respect to anybody, because I know that you're going to try to come up with a way of doing it. And so on Friday, we're going to hear at least the initial ideas from the Customs Service as to how this will proceed. So are there any other of these questions that we haven't talked about?
I don't think so. Well, the question, the answer to number three, Customs has not issued refunds of IEPA duties. I think you already know that.
And the reason why is because no one has instructed Customs to liquidate without regard to the IEPA duties, and therefore no refund.
Yes, well, we were all under the impression that there would be a case management order along the lines of the way that this court has handled other large tariff cases, and this is...
I'm beginning to think that that's not going to be necessary. Okay. Now, I want you to tell me yet again how hard this is going to be, please.
I'm sorry, you want me to tell you how what it's going to be?
How hard.
Oh, how hard it's going to be. Well, I mean, it's possible that we need to coordinate more with Customs to get firm answers. It's my understanding that in order to liquidate any entry by removing one duty or one tariff, that an individual review has to be made. And there are tens of millions of entries. And so obviously that is going to require a significant effort. I don't know the number of people who are tasked with this job. I know that they don't have to do them all at once. So obviously there would have to be some kind of orderly procedure. But again, I'm speaking out of turn because I have not been cleared to make any of these statements.
Okay. Well, I hope that you will be cleared to straighten us out on at least some of these things on Friday. Is there anything else you want to say to me?
Let me just confer with Mr. Miller. I'm sure I've missed something. Mr. Miller correctly reminds me that we should ask to file something in advance of the Friday hearing.
Let's not. It's not a hearing. It's a conference. And I don't think it's... Let's not. Just come to the conference prepared to say... After saying, this is really, really hard, to say how at least some of these entries that have been liquidated can be handled. Okay, we're gonna recess for 5 minutes. And let you have anything else you like.
Yes.
Anything else?
No, thank you.
Anything else you'd like to say, sir?
No, Your Honor.
Okay, we're going to recess for 5 minutes.
All rise.
Please sit down, everyone.
This honorable court now resumes its session.
I want to thank you all for all the lawyers for coming today. I know that at least one of you didn't really want to come. But I'm grateful to you for doing so. I'm also grateful to the government lawyers for being here today. I'm going to issue an order. And the order is going to tell the Customs Service to liquidate any unliquidated entries without regard to IEPA duties, and to reliquidate any entries that have been liquidated, but the liquidation has not become final, without regard to IEPA duties. Now we're going to have a conference on Friday, and if either party thinks that this order is improvident, I hope you will tell me that. And it's entirely possible to amend an order, but right now I want to make it clear to the Customs Service that they have to refund any money that was unlawfully collected. So, let me sign the order. Which one is
it? Your Honor, could I say something quickly?
Certainly.
Thank you. So is it correct that the court intends to issue this order right now?
Yes.
Okay. So I'd like to make an oral motion for a stay pending any appeal authorized by the Attorney General. And also we'd request the court note this motion and rule on it at the same time as the order on the injunction.
Okay. Your motion's denied.
I'd also ask that Customs be allowed to file a declaration before the conference on Friday, articulating the details of the burden that Your Honor is interested in hearing about.
Okay. I'm happy to have that. But part of, if part of the declaration, what you have raised today is that each of these 79 million entries will have to have some kind of manual review. We live in the age of computers. It must be possible for the Customs Service to program its computer so it doesn't need a manual review with respect to HIPAA duties. So I know that this is what happens now, but I simply don't believe that it has to happen with HIPAA duties. But you will...
Customs will explain it all on Friday, and will explain the programmatic efforts that it has been taking already to try to alter or amend their ACE system to accommodate what the court has ordered.
Okay.
But I will say that in the interim, between now and whenever there is a final decision on this, Customs will likely not be able to comply with the order in the magnitude that it exists at this time.
Okay, well, we'll find out. It's my intention in the confines to direct that the Customs Service report to the court as this process goes along and tell the court how you're doing. Okay.
The very last thing I'd ask is that I don't know if there's been a time set for the conference on Friday.
Forgive me. 10 o'clock on Friday.
Okay, thanks.
Here. Okay. Is there anything else? Anything else? Yeah, it'll be right here in this courtroom. Okay. I've signed the order. If there's nothing further for the court. Court adjourned.
All rise. Court stands adjourned.